philosophies in my experience and my experiment.
Okay, first up, I guess a personal update. Still waiting. Slowly edging closer to surgery date for Mikko, I guess. The surgeon had said 4 to 6 weeks, and that was a week and a half ago, so I'm guessing we're looking at sometime in around the next four weeks, the next month. But who knows? I've just heard today that there's been some issues with people getting across the border for medical exemptions, which concerns me greatly. But we've just got to deal with things as they happen rather than, you know, I just cannot let myself forward project too much. I just have to be, I can't control all of the possible outcomes. Like, I guess that's one gift that this situation has given me, is like, I really have to, stop future projecting and just live in the moment, which as a splenic person is actually how I'm designed in human design terms. But we're all deeply conditioned in one way, and I guess, you know, trying to control all the things is, one way most of us are conditioned, I guess. So there's, you know, there's that. He needs a tooth extracted because he needs a dental clearance, which we found out, which I think I spoke about last time. Thankfully have friends that are dentists, so all his minor dentistry stuff has been done. But there's one tooth that needs to come out, so that's going to happen on Thursday. So yeah, and then he'll be all ready to go, and we just wait for the go ahead from the hospital. So that's where we're at. It's meant a lot of changes for me personally. You know, I've spoken a bit about this, just not really knowing where I'm going, in terms of like what I want to be doing work-wise. I'm still doing a bit of voiceover work, but with all the lockdowns, that's been pretty quiet. And I'm just, you know, thinking, playing with what's next. I've noticed I had thought with COVID, with all the lockdowns and with COVID, that my voiceover agency would be really busy, but in times of lockdowns, it just goes to pretty much non-existent, which has been concerning. Anyone who's not aware who's in New South Wales, there are some great business grants available if you've been impacted and you're down on your previous year for certain dates. There is government support available. So I just want to say that. I've actually just put in an application myself, which hopefully will just help move through the next, you know, month or two. You know, because right now I don't have the capacity to commit to all the clients I would usually see. And I had just finished Frequency in early August. So that program was finishing, and right now with lockdown and with this surgery impending, I'm not able to commit to another program or really much at all. So this grant would really help, not have me fucking totally wretched stressing, because that's the one thing I think, not even going to go there. So I've put in a grant application for that, and we'll see what happens. It would give me some breathing space. And I've just been seeing one client a day, and it's actually been really good. So for a little while there, I wasn't really able to see anyone other than my Frequency clients, because I haven't had the space to be able to, you know, hold space in the way that I normally would. And for a long time there, or for, you know, at least a month or a bit, month and a bit, I just felt like I was walking around with my skin turned in the wrong way. Everything was hurting. And I just, there's no way I could have been capable of holding space in that. And I'm not sure that I'll move back into coaching in that capacity. I don't know. We'll see. That's something that I'm playing with at the moment. So, but I have felt, I had a couple of human design sessions book in during my social break. And I've had a couple of podcast, you know, sessions booked in where people have just wanted to pick my brains or have an audit done on their podcast. And so at the moment, like up until like recently, you know, I could see 3 or 4 clients a day. And now with learning from home with Mabel and everything else going on in my life, I'm really only capable of seeing one client, because the rest of the time, you know, it's just too much screen time otherwise. Like, how can one, I don't know, well, I guess I'm sure kids used to do it before screens, but Mabel isn't the greatest at entertaining herself unsupervised, you know. She likes to have someone with her all the time, and with everything else that's going on in her life, there's a little bit of anxiety, and so there's a lot of separation stuff going on, you know. So she's really kind of scared to be on her own at the moment. So yeah, so it's been exhausting, and it is what it is. Like, I'm not actually that phased by the lockdown. It's kind of nice to have Mabel around at the moment, but it is also kind of exhausting. So yeah, so I decided, after doing these couple of random sessions that people just randomly booked in, I decided that I would set my calendar to max one client a day, and I make some changes to the way I'm working, because right now, like I said, I don't feel really in the space to be able to, you know, I don't know, deeply hold space for people. But I'm totally great, and it's felt really wonderful to do some human design sessions and some podcast stuff, because that's stuff I know like the back of my hand, and I feel confident in both, and I feel like it's, you know, it's more educational, it's more knowledge based and experience based than it is about, there's guidance involved for sure, but it's just a different type of guidance, because it's not, you know, moving into people's deep shit. It's just kind of actually liberating them a bit with knowledge that I have, which has been really pretty cool. And has felt good, it's felt spacious, it's felt amazing actually. I've loved all my human design sessions I've done. So I've made some changes to the way I work, and because I'm only taking on one session a day at the moment, I'm making some changes to my back end. So I'm just going to be doing one session a day, whatever people want. So that can be podcast session, human design session, and it's just all going to be $250. That's the thing. At the moment, I'm still making the changes to the back end, because I haven't had that much time. You know, like, it's, yeah, things are moving slowly. And it's not due to anything other than my own, space. Like, Miko comes home from work. He's still working as an essential worker. He comes home from work, and I need some, you know, time in nature, or I work out, and then, you know, and then it's dinner, and then it's kind of bed, and I haven't had the space to do all the incidental stuff. So, and the one client a day thing's working, because I just do it there and then that's it, you know, we part ways. And there's not a lot of follow-up except for sending a copy of the video, which, you know, I'm just kind of batching into one day. I'll sit down and I'll just go, okay, these are the sessions I did. I'll shoot them all off, you know. And that's kind of it, because I'm not really capable of sitting down with that kind of stuff, you know, like the other nitty gritty shit. So I've just been taking my time. So at the moment, those human design sessions are still on the website for $150, and they might not be by the time you hear this, but if you were interested in having one and it's still there, don't fuck around, take advantage of me. go and book it. And those sessions can be for, you know, the human design related, so it can cover the basics. So if you've never had any exposure to human design at all before, fabulous. I can give you, you know, my readings are more like a teaching people. I'm not kind of just like vague with the information. So I'm not giving them an overview of who they are without having them understand why. So we go over the chart and we go over the centers and what the centers mean and the different, you know, their type and what, explain it so that they can go and check their kids' charts or their partner's charts or their parents' charts or their employees' charts and have an understanding. That's kind of like, I want to equip people with the information so that they can then go off and do their own thing with it. So like those human design sessions can be that real base level stuff to, you know a bit about human design, you want to dig further into the centers, you want to dig into your channels, you want to dig into the next layer, you want to dig into your variables, you want to do like, so it depends on what, or you want to like I've had a few clients come to me recently who are working at, you know, they have a business or something that they're doing, and they want confirmation that they're on the right path. So like, kind of like, what's my purpose stuff, you know, is am I living out my purpose through my work? So shit like that, like I'm doing a lot of that kind of stuff as well, which has been really fun. And then the podcast stuff. So lots of just sessions on picking my brains and coming up with strategies and shit like that. So yeah, it's going to be all, g'day. It's going to be all under the one price point, just until we're on the other side of Mikko's surgery and he's in recovery. And then I'll likely go back to my old ways of doing things. So podcast audits are usually $550, and at the moment, or they will soon be, $250 for, you know, but I'm only seeing one client a day, and it's really only for the next, well, what are we talking, maybe 6 to 8 weeks. And a lot of my days are full. It feels so good. So, and I'm loving having that little bit of connection each day with someone and the variety of it. You know, one time I'm talking to someone about human design basics, the next time I'm looking at their kids' charts and how they interact, you know, what they need to know about their children, or, we're talking about their purpose and human design and how that's playing out. Or we're diving deeper into certain elements. Sometimes people will do an introductory session and then they'll do a second one. And where's my dog? Come on, Belle. Come on. So people will do one and then they'll come back for a second session if they feel like it. So it's just felt really kind of good. I'm enjoying it and enjoying the variety, enjoying the lightness. Like, it feels very light and no pressure. Fits in with where things are at right now. And then once we're through this in a month or two and Mikko's recovering well and he's at home and hopefully Australia's starting to open up a bit, we're all vaccinated, or those who want to or can have been vaccinated and we start to open up again, I feel like then I'll be able to make those big life decisions that I've just been kind of playing with right now. Yeah, so that's kind of where things are at for me. Hope you're all well, and you know, I just want to send so much love to people in Sydney right now. 10 weeks going on, you know, 11 weeks of lockdown. It's like, it's really fucking rough. And to you Victorians, oh my God, the PTSD has to be real, right? Like, this just has to have a real impact on people's, like, just even just their cognitive functioning. Like, it just really, I mean, we see it in some of the stuff that's being shared around the place. If people were in a place where, you know, where they were thriving, a lot of the shit that's spreading around right now just wouldn't. So, you know, I just, yeah, feel for those who have been really heavily impacted. And, you know, I feel somewhat lucky myself, because it actually feels really odd, to be honest. Like, you know, I'm here in just south of Byron. An hour north is the Queensland border, if that. And on the other side, the kids are going to school and experiencing book week and everything's normal, and they're going to weddings with 100 people and the footy, and, you know, and they're having dinner with their friends at restaurants. And then like an hour south, it's like a fucking ghost town, and we're not allowed to leave more than 5Ks from our home, and, you know, and it's, and we can't cross the border. Like, to access our, you know, we live in border towns. This is how we live across border. Before the pandemic, I would have been over the border at least once a week. We shop there. We, you know, we have friends and family there. Most of our medical stuff is over the border. Any specialists are over there. Often we're getting, you know, like, it's just all that basic stuff is across the border. And so it's kind of bizarre, but I also feel quite lucky in that for most of the time, up until now and those first 11 weeks, we've lived relatively freely. And I see an end in sight. So that brings me, you know, I guess a sense of hope. So, all right, I'll wrap it up here. That's it from me this week. Until next week, thanks for listening. I'm Carly Nimmo. Peace out. Carlos and Fees, I'm Carly Nimmo.